This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The conversation we're having this morning, the recent deadly shootout in Inanda, which claimed the lives of three community patrollers and one suspected criminal, has thrown the spotlight not only on the dangers faced by volunteer crime fighters, but also on the issues of illegal firearms in South Africa. We are talking this morning to the Limpopo CPF board chairperson, Mr. Frans Gasago. Before we talk to him, though, there's a couple of messages that we received. This one says, morning, my favorites. Here in Orchards, we have community WhatsApp group and street cameras all over the streets that are monitoring every time. If we suspect something suspicious, we deal with it via the WhatsApp by circulating pictures or videos to let people people are vigilant from original sundowns. If you can't beat them, join them. Vusani knows what I'm talking about. So we are continuing with the conversation this morning, talking to the chairperson of the Limpopo CPF board, Mr. Frans Gasago, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Limpopo. Good morning, John. Our beautiful presenters, and thanks for inviting me to come and share with you our experience at Community Police Forum of the Limpopo province.
Thank you so much for your time. So maybe let's first go over, you know, what being a CPF member actually means in terms of the requirements for someone to join their community CPF.
Thank you very much. You'd remember the CPF is a statutory body from Section 1901 from Sub-Act Number 68 of 1995. It is clear to say police alone cannot fight crime, hence the formation of the CPF from the South African Police Act, as I mentioned earlier. Then the question is very straightforward. For a member of the community to join the Community Police Forum, it is very clear that the police stations that one finds himself or herself, it has a community police forum which was established starting from the sub-forum. When you look at Bendo, for example, it is divided into what we call sectors, which means manageable areas. Then our members can be able to attend the CPF monthly community meeting. And when you join the CPF, remember, it's a voluntary structure, no remuneration from either way, because we say to ourselves, let us fight crime together with the police. So how do you fight crime whereas we did not screen you? So first we screen a member, screening meaning we're taking your fingerprints and then send it to LCRC, where they are going to check, screen you. Are you the right person to fight crime with the police? Because remember, we're not just going to take John, Peter, and Sarah on the street. No. We need people that come with all their minds and hearts to fight crime. But before everything, we then screen you. Then after screening, you join the Community Police Forum. The first thing, we'll read the constitution to you. We'll then give you documentation that you'll go through so that you understand the role and the responsibility. Because we have also what we call code of conduct that will then tell you what is expected of you. You don't have to divulge any material information to strangers.
Bogasago, if you can just clarify, is it a community initiative with the implication that if a particular community does not initiate it, then there's no CPF?
What we normally do in terms of the establishment of the Community Police Forum, it is sometimes hard for community to initiate this. But the sector manager within a certain area his responsibility or her responsibility is to make sure that because the sector has been demarcated into manageable area, then he call a meeting together with the councillor of that particular section to say, let's call a meeting, call the community, and then advise them about this responsibility. And also, as you are saying, John, it's also possible for community to initiate this, because when we speak today through Capricorn FM, certain community members are listening, that they're going to say, no, 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 we can't have a challenge whereas we have the CPF. Then they will also call a station, a response, I mean, the local station, wherein they will be given a sector commander who will then do the work. It's in either way. It's either community initiate or the sector commander comes through a meeting to that particular community. We can do it through collaborated effort, John.
You know, there have been complaints that the members of the CPF are unprotected in many cases whereas criminals are armed. Has there been progress to arm CPF members or to give them some kind of security?
What we encourage in most cases is to say community should not just go and do patrol alone. Remember, we have patrollers who have been trained, but training them, the skills only to approach a situation that they find themselves. Because you remember, criminals are ever armed in some other instances. When criminals are not armed, community, because we train them, particularly the ones that attend meeting of the CPF and that they've been inducted, they know very well that they can't search criminals. The only approach is to look at the criminals with the way in which we taught them, because we also have what we call citizen arrest. When you arrest a perpetrator, you must make sure that you have observed him or her, because in this country, criminals are both men and women. So therefore, hence I'm saying, when you approach them, you must understand the techniques that we have taught you, so that you should not find yourself in danger. Then when coming to protection, whenever we ask our community to go and do their patrols, they must do it together with sector manager or request police officials to come and work with them. Because our responsibility, Bagashi, is to make sure that we identify problematic area and the police, then we inform them, then they will act.
People who vow never to be part of, you know, any CPF, maybe because they feel is not worth it, what do you say to them?
I want to encourage them. That remember, my leader, as I said earlier on in my introductory remarks, was to say the police alone cannot keep crime. Like the gender-based violence, it happens within an area. So of which it will then need a collaborated approach. We must be whistleblowers. So I encourage them, because if we are not vigilant, we are going to experience a lot of problems. Let me set an example, Muraji. When you visit the fixery, you visit the bus terminals, young people are under drugs. They are doing nyaupe. So we are not going to help the future generation. For us to protect our future generation is to be eyes and ears of the police, so that we identify problem areas so that the police then act in arresting the perpetrators. That's our role. So I want to encourage members of the community that go out in your cocoons. Let's expose criminal activity, because we are not going to find ourselves in peace if we are not going to identify this. Because police alone cannot do crime. That's what I want to encourage our members, that they should hold regular meetings with the community policy forum, assisted by the councillors in our respective local police stations.
Thank you so much for the information. We're going to leave it here. That's Limpopo CPF Board Chairperson Frans Gasago.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.